The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. A short one tonight. Glory to God. I would like to call it a disarmament night. Disarmament night. When God, we have to disarm you. When God, we have to castrate you. You are due for castration. God wants to remove everything that is hurtful that is in you. Everything or anything that may bring internal injury to you and can bring injury to the destiny of others, heaven will strip us of such things. Amen. The love of God will take such things out of our hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I use as my text tonight the book of Isaiah chapter 56 verse 4. A night of divine castration. God wants us to be a people that can be trusted. God wants to leave His bride with us and go to sleep. God wants us to be people who are incapable of doing evil. God is giving unto us a new ability to walk in the path that He has chosen. Pastor Dimeji was talking about waiting time, when we have to allow God to do a thorough work in our life. When you understand God better, you will let God do His work in your life. You will allow Him, because there is nowhere you are rushing to. God do not want to have continuous record of casualty in His kingdom. God is sending us out like a lamb among the wolves. And if you don't have the nature of the Father, there's no way you can survive the heat. Every foothold of the enemy in our life, that is what God wants to destroy. The essence of the manifestation of the truth is to destroy the works of Satan. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God manifests, that might destroy the structures of Satan. The devil sat down somewhere as our avowed enemy, so confident that one day, we will play into his hands. Stop thinking about the fact that once saved is forever saved. The devil wants you back as much as God wants you forever. You are on his watch list. He will never let go on you. But it's not as powerful as we have thought. The devil is strong only in our thinking. We have found someone that has superior power. He proved the devil wrong at every turn of the road. I pray that from this season henceforth, the devil will begin to have record of failure over your life. The devil, to him, some of us seems to be so predictable to him. Can predict you. Can. Don't worry, give it to him. He will first do shakara. Don't worry, add some things to it. This is his weak point. You are building strength in all of those areas of weaknesses in your life. That is why in your life you must not have any soft spot for the devil. Because he doesn't have any good in his mind for you. He's not thinking good about you. Paul said, we know what he's thinking in his mind. We know what he's thinking. The plan of the enemy is to get you down. That's why he will come with his harassment tactics. He will come to scare you off the track. He will come with the weapon of deception. And look at the millions of people all over the world today who have been deceived by the devil. His major weapon of destruction is deception. But when you are well informed, you cannot be deceived. When you have the revelation of Christ, you cannot be deceived. Jesus ran in 3.5 years ministry, or 3 years, whatever. But it took him 30 years to prepare for that ministry. And he said, a body art thou prepare me. The next thing is not for you to enter into the harvest field. Jesus was lamenting that the harvest is precious. The laborers are few. That doesn't mean there are no laborers. But there are more of hirelings. Those who don't want to become sons before they enter into the harvest field. Sonship comes before stepping to harvest. It is only sons that can manage his business well. He said, I must be about my father's business. Men who share the same heart with him. I pray that the call of God upon your life and the assignment he has given unto you will not become a trap unto you. It will rather be a doorway to everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus. When obedience was perfected in him. The Bible says, learn ye obedience. And his parents came to him. He said, boy, what are you doing in the church? Been looking for you all around the place. There was a time when he had to follow them home. And another time he told them that my father and my mother are those people that are here with me. He chose his father in heaven above his relationship, paternal relationship. The journey of compliance to the will of God most times seems to be a long journey. But we've got to learn the heart of following God. We've got to learn it. It's time for us to learn to begin to exercise ourselves in godliness. The Bible says bodily exercise profit little. But when you exercise yourself in godliness, it counts for the life that is now is and the one to come. You have the responsibility and the audacity to create a sumptuous future for yourself. The steering is in your hand and not in the hand of another person. It's time for us to take responsibility over our life and decide that your life will go in the direction of God's will for your life. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Learn ye obedience. The Bible says, when your own obedience is complete, most of us, our obedience is not yet complete. We have a non-compliant structure within us, and yet we want to step into the harvest field. I think you know that the devil will not fold his hands and be watching you. The devil knows how to capitalize on people's weakness. He looked at Peter and he said, "Ah, this will be a tool." And you know what Jesus said about him? "You are mindful of the things that pertain to the nature of man and not the things that pertain to the nature of God." You have a wrong mindset. And the devil came to him, and Jesus recognized it. He said, "Get thee behind me, not Peter, Satan." Why is it that the devil could use Peter to bring such a comforting word that can be injurious to the destiny of Jesus? You may not know the extent of havoc that the devil can use your life to wreck when you are not standing your ground firmly to renounce things that needed to be renounced. It's a season for us to know and to understand and to realize, knowing what to renounce and what to retain in your life. Certain things must go. God is compelling you to do that. The love of God is compelling you to do that. It is only when your own obedience is complete, then you can save yourself and your hearers. Most times, you understand, we are particular about those we want to save. Yet God have not signed any contract with anyone that since I have used you, I will take you to heaven. Because you are used of God, does not mean the devil will not bring you back on the floor. You know how much those disciples mess up. And yet, when they prophesy, when they lay hands on the sick, when they cast out devils, things happen. But Peter yet was caught. And the devil needs certain things in our life to function. That's why, as a true believer, no one needs to beg you to carry your cross. Because there is no new life without that dying. There is no victory without death. The beginning of a new life is that death. So to the men of old, the believers in the early church, to them it is this their meat pie. Troubles is their meat pie. Hatred is their meat pie. They are used to it. It's early morning snacks to them. It doesn't mean anything to them. It's a way of life. And this is one thing we must learn to accept. One of the things that is missing in the composition of the ingredients of the food we serve in the church today is this cross. And that is where the power of God is. Nobody loves all this bread of affliction. But most times you are not going to see Christ if there is no affliction. Because affliction brings you to a place of self-realization. Then you know what you are capable of doing. You can bow your knees to Him. You remember the Lord. That is where you gain a new strength. Peter went through that kind of fire. And Jesus said, I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. But when you come back, strengthen your brethren. When Jesus was saying to him, you're going to deny me 3 times. He said, Forget. I've been here with you. Okay. He said, go and pray. He's throwing stones at lizards on the mountain. Probably he went to the mountain with his catapult and was targeting some birds. He said, until you get here. You know, on that day, that was the day Jesus said, until you get here. I'll give you another chance. The enemy will not be able to get you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When your own obedience is complete, we are learning the heart of righteousness. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lead me in the path of righteousness. Most times some of us don't want to be led in the path of righteousness. Because legitimate ways are not easy ways. We subscribe more to illegality, to lawlessness, and yet God has to snuff out the lawlessness that is in our nature. God has to bring you to a place of divine obedience. That is one thing that we need as we are seeking to step into this day of the Lord. We are in it already. You must have clear understanding of what God is working out in your life. Because God is raising a triumphant church. God is raising a church that will not be controlled or governed by the elements of this world. It's not a baby church, it's a mature church, it's a great army of the Lord. That irrespective of how many stones the devil is throwing at you, Christ's life can still be made manifest in your body. Thank God for the work that is being done here. I know what I'm talking about. Paul said, I die daily. That there may be life in you. It is that spirit, you understand, that preserves this work, that is overseeing this work. You can be a destroyer. Haven't you heard of pastors that got people saved, born again, took them through the Bible study class and everything, and still impregnated one of them? I say, I know you don't know. You can preach to someone and the person is born again and is seeking to grow and you take advantage of him. You see, it is in the ministry you understand that you can do a lot of scamming. You understand? You know, Paul talked about people who defraud you. He said you are more open-handed to them. And there are scammers everywhere. They have not learned to gain mastery over their flesh. Use your own faith to deconstruct the workings of Satan in your life first. We are not an untamed animal. He said, the love of God restrains us, compels us. We are under authority. It's the authority of the word. It's the authority of his love. Our heart have entered into the captivity of his love. Even when no one is there. One man used to have a program on radio where he said, when he's closing the program, he said, Ema she untimi o ni she o daro. In other words, we are parting way. Everybody going to his different homes. We can do what we like. But the spirit that follows us in the church will not allow us to do that. Will not allow us to do that. Wait till Christ be formed in you. That's why I agree with the word of God. It's a season of favor for the church. But the Lord will arise and build Zion. And when Zion is built, we appear in his glory. What we have today is a church that is showing off, not a church that is showing forth the praise of him. 1 million march. This is our 100 seater. This is want to show off. Let me tell you, frank truth, you understand? He doesn't pull off anything, any ear from it. He's happy that you are getting it wrong. He's happy. He's no respect. Devil is no respecter of numbers. Before you know it, even in that number, we begin to fight ourselves. You begin to have a lot of scandalous reports within the congregation. It's not the respecter of those. It's not the number, but the quality of men. God is committed to raising a new humanity. A race without greed. These are the men that will fight the corruption that have turned itself to a monster in the land. If you are not clean, don't step into that arena. Don't step into the ring, even when you yourself are a failure. I've seen a lot of people today say, you want to help our people. You want to help our people. You want to use corruption. You understand? To fight corruption. Forget. It's not going to work. That's why heaven is depending on us. Let God work on you. Let God work on you. Let your obedience be complete. Even obedience in little things, insignificant things. I used to tell my people, I said, I run ministry with simplicity. As you they see me so, I be an hustler. One man listening to my program on radio, and he came with his big brother and everything, said, look, man, that day I was in my jeans with my face cap. And I said, and when I got there, I said, Chombosha. I said, I'm all day. He said, hey, sorry. He said, I'm only anointing low high direction with face cap. This I thought. And even on that day, the jeans that I put on is torn here. His eyes quickly went to that place and said, "Hey, Joseph. Glory to God. For more than 20 years, you understand, I've been on the field, hustling. And what God said to me, He said, I want you to run errand for me. I will travel to Computer Village. I put on my Ghana Must Go. I put on my face cap. I don't know that people can still recognize you. And by the time you get there, you are talking with them. They say, don't go. See that anything you need, we'll go and look for it for you. And they are coming together one by one. They say, what do you need? What do you want? What? They say, and we, because Sobatifet told me, you understand? Shallow scripture. By the time we start, the questions begin to come. Say, when next are you coming? I will put it on Okada from Computer Village. I will carry it to Oshodi. When I get inside the car, inside the bus, I want to put my load somewhere. Somebody will say, ah, Kilon Sheyi, Eya Weredi. Say, Ejoko, Ermi, Ofe, Baye. You understand? If we start something, all of these I've done for the gospel's sake. I was telling someone, I said, God bless us with a house. We have a place we are staying. For many years, you can't meet me at home on Sunday. Because after church, because some of you, you have your doctrine that you do not work on Sunday. We make sure everything that the family will eat, the brothers, the brethren that will join us, who are in ministry, that's why we do ministry on Sunday. Everybody, techno, we bossy be in Phoenix. So every one of them, the food, everything, we get everything ready in the morning. That's why we have our lunch. You understand? Most times we have our dinner there. Then we return back home for almost 20 years. You can't meet me at home on Sunday. I love running ministry with your simplicity. There's something that God wants to take away from our life. The more God is trying to separate us from ourselves, the reason for our failure, the more we are running away and moving away from Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that God will raise a new generation of ministers who will be so effective and so dynamic in the harvest field. Men, not men, you understand, that will begin to mess up with the bride of Christ. Not men that will begin to corrupt, twist the word of God in order to take advantage of others. These are workings of Satan. That's why you see today, if you are not strong in the word of God, most times people ask for, God, make me big, make me great. You don't have what it takes. Because the devil most times is looking for a wider platform to operate. It's waiting. That's why I said, great shall be their fall. These days of building, you understand, you have to be wise about it. Digging deep. There are some that build on sinking sand. There are some that build on the rock. We are called to do the work that lasts. Lasting work are works that are built on the foundation of Christ. It's not prayer that will make you to last. It is your personal decision. You only last if you want to last. If you don't do the work that will make you to last, you cannot last. Even if they prophesy about your life that you will last, you will misbehave. Because you don't have the infrastructure in the spirit, you understand, to support such a lasting ministry. A ministry that is acceptable to God. It's time to go back to sight. It's not how fast, but how well. The man that built on the surface. You know the kind of ministry people want today is the surface ministry. Pram, 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 pram. 2 years. They already built a project of 5 billion. They even have a place where jets will land. Have you not seen people in this nation that use plane, you understand, jet to distribute flyers? Where are they today? Even if somebody is encouraging you to do it fast, to do it fast, you better... Eh? At the end of the day, they mess it up. You don't hear about some of these people today because there's a lot of scandal. Their ministry and life is riddled with all manner of scandal. They don't have what it takes. Their own obedience is not complete. Internal obedience precedes external obedience. Anything God put his hand on in your life, let it go. And God will try you with different things. There are ministry materials all around me, and I have a way of dealing with them. Most times, you give them money, go and buy fuel. They will not give you change. You know, they deliberately forget. 3 days after that, I like the change of the other thing. You know, I've seen people, after you minister to someone, you still stole that person's property. After you have won the soul, you understand, you still give him a fight. You want to be smarter than Jesus. Make a choice of being a fool and let God be the one that is wise. He said, let him that is wise become a fool. God needs fools to operate. Even when people say you are stupid, even when people think you are crazy, even when people think you are foolish, you know the reason why we don't want to do some things, because, you know, even when you want to give in, you want to say, Omale report de ni mike. Ya ke mino, ke fool. Shakara dear. Why? Because we cannot contain it. Yet Paul said, I'm content with being foolish and being considered as weak for Christ's sake. How willing are you to let Christ win? To let Christ be exalted? Most times you will need that humility, that weaknesses of yours to bring glory to his name. To exalt him. God wants men who have power over power. God is not raising more powerful men. This one, you go all around the place and you say, Awala si baba bid ha agara unbe vita tijo awala si baba. To carry different extra scriptural devices, you understand, self-created one man to word this, word that one. Can you part the Red Sea? Thank God, in this meeting, works are clearly defined. They said, what shall we do to work the works of God? Believe. To only believe. Trust. Works of God. Timbani oforidole. Puti foridole. But you see alone here. One of my pastor friends, you understand, is so jovial. You understand, and because he doesn't have much people in his church. You understand? And people are challenging him. It's like, you know, it's the number that define ministry now. It's number that define a preacher. That's why we said in the morning, he's called the preacher of righteousness. What is the name of his church? Even if he had put signboard there, nobody will come. They will go to the prosperity church by the side, under the righteousness. Yet when God... When Abraham was negotiating for the destiny of Sodom, God said, if I still find few righteous men there, not rich men. God said, ah, what's going on? I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man. Nothing. We're sharing church on Sunday. We have a kind of interactive section. And one of the, you know, we have groups, you know, like three groups, so that everything being shared in the month, you know, you share it among yourself, then you come and you come up with, you know, your understanding about those things. And somebody made mention of something I don't expect from that person. He said there are 32,000 people that showed up on the day of battle. But 300 people eventually went for that battle. It's like I've never heard that before in my life. I said, Mama, again, Shashenu. My labor only 32,000. Could you pay 300? Pay 300. I said, we have to redefine this thing. It's not all about number, but the quality of men. Look at what those guys went through. God, he said, I will sift them for you. Most times churches are afraid of God sifting men for them. If you forcefully grab and keep to yourself what God had not given you, that is what will kill you. There's one of my friends like that. Grabbing everything. You see corner, we corner, move another corner. This is able to enlarge himself. Well, he learned the lesson of his life. Those people he cornered, unregenerated people, not working on them, not doing anything on them. One day, one of them grabbed him. He said, you want to rape me? He said, ha! My dear, me evil is ah. But God. And he didn't know what to do again. He started eating things. He said, ah! He cannot just contain it. You. He mentioned the name of Jimmy, the guy. He said, you. I don't envy you. I don't want to be a pastor to people that I'm not comfortable with. I don't want to be a pastor to sheep that are taller and bigger than the shepherd. They know where to go. Trust and respect is what you need. People you cannot trust and you cannot respect, they cannot father you. He said, who took this money? Jesus was so and so. He said, I'm not the one. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. And 2 days after, they find the money. Is your brother? Is your brother come and prostrate before you? Let him come and kuli kuli for a go bagbe oshi. Life to continue ni eh? Ko bagjela la la odeni biche binu. Ba beni mama je. He said, if your father in the flesh, if he slapped your face, when Moses was begging for those guys, he said, gang, guys, tell me, boy, you cannot submit to people you don't respect. When someone is talking to you and you are angry, you are not ready to learn obedience. When you begin to say, I was talking to someone sometimes ago, I said, since you've seen me in this ministry, we've been together for almost 15, 20 years. I said, have you ever seen me hugging a sister? She be kicking on there, bowo, ko bowo by, go there to your wall. Is that where you? It's been quite some time. You're doing fine. When do you become macaroni? I said, you worry me, get massive. I said, I'm sorry, sir. If you don't stay under authority, you will go out somewhere and go and pregnant. That's why I said those who don't have foundation. We have to return back to spiritual apprenticeship skill.
Says the Spirit, it takes fathers to birth children. It takes fathers to birth. It takes fathers to birth. It takes fathers. Kanabarafa, ikatala, tivikando vichutala. They are progenitors. Kanaberete vitu. They are kani avatu fitu vaya. Go find yours. Go find yours. Go vada fetata. Bow your head to yours. Oh, put your head under yours. Put your head under yours. Everyone must be fathered. Everyone must be fathered. Every soul must be fathered. I cannot receive you if you have not been fathered. You must be fathered. You must be fathered. Don't call me your father when you have not been fathered by men. Don't call me your father when you have not been trained by men. You must be trained. You must be trained. I have placed them over you for training. For training. Put your head down and let it be washed. Put your head down and let it be washed. You need to be purged. You need to be purified. You need to be cleansed. Even your garments need to be changed. Even your garments must be changed. Uman tefufe telekatani veda iniabatanivi. Even the filth of the flesh must be taken away. It is fathers who do that. Fathers ensure that. They ensure that you are pure and that you are clean. Go back to your father, says the Spirit.
Carlos. Thank you.
Papa, 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 your papa loves you. Your papa, 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 no badoba son feta loves you. Your papa loves you. Your papa loves you. Yebana papa loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. It is an adversary that told you to go away from him. It is an adversary. He wants to rape you. He wants to rob you. He wants to take every good from you. He wants to take every good from you. Yea, it's a plot. It's a plot. It's a plot to rob you. It's a plot to rob you. It's a plot to rob you. Oh, Kanu Botevika. That voice was not my voice. It was not me that told you. It was not me that spoke to you. I wasn't the one. Oh boy, I wasn't the one. I'm not the one that told you to go away from your father. I'm not the one that told you to turn your back at him. I'm not the one that told you. Oh, that was not my voice. That was an adversary. He wants to rape you. He wants to take things from you. He's standing by to sift you. He's standing by to sift you. He's standing by to take the substance from you and leave the chaff with you. Oh, go back to your father. Go back, I say again. Return back to your father. Your father loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. That is why he chastises you. He loves you. He loves you. That is why he corrects you. He loves you. That is why he beats you up. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he will yet beat you. He will yet beat you. Return to him as a son. Return back. Return back. Return back. Return back. Oh, return back. He waits for you. He waits for you. He wants to receive. Yes, I'm talking to you, and you know I'm talking to you. Your father wants to receive you. His arms have been waiting. Oh, wide open to embrace you. His arms have been waiting for you. Oh, go back to him. Stop breaking his heart. Go back to him. Go back to him. I'm saying go back to him. That is where your salvation lies. That is where your salvation lies.
Thank you, Father. Father of Spirit, we appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I sense in my spirit that we are at the crossroad of strong prophetic realization. There's an awakening that is making us to come back to our senses. God is leading us. Is healing us from that spirit of insanity that make us to want to choose to go our own way, just like the prodigal son did. He cannot stand the order of the father, and it's got to be made by the father before he can share inheritance with the father. Is not sharing the vision of the Father. When Jesus called his disciples, he first called them unto himself. If they have not learned the ways of Jesus, he will not send them out. Our sending is in that order. He said, I have given them your word. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. The same way he said, he's sending us into the world. If you have not learned of him, you cannot fulfill your assignment in life successfully. Successfully. It's time. I think God is talking about waiting. Waiting. That is where you generate a new form of life. He said, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And see, it's very easy for us to make God to be our father. You know, there are people today who want God to be their father. Say, And there's a structure God has put in place in the household of God. Every household has a father figure. It is the father that will put the blood on the lintel of the house. That will lift up the standard of God in the house. So that when the angel of destruction comes, the evil spirit of this end of the age comes, then they will not be able to intrude into the house because there is a standard. But you know, the authority of God have come under serious challenge in the church today. Social media have made men to develop a form of, you understand? You see, distrust in our mentorship, in our, you know, in our fathering work and assignment. But listen to me. It is only those people that are unregenerated, that are not ready to walk in this order, in the newness of this light, you understand, that will bar into those bullshit. Those who are of God, they know that the kingdom of God is a different thing. There are things your earthly father can give to you. But when it comes to this order of the spirit, you need the father of your spirit to form and to mold you to be like the father in heaven. That is the order. That is the order. Some of us say, well, I came from a Christian home. Thank God. You don't have this by inheritance. You've got to be trained in righteousness. This is a new order. You are called to walk in a path that is different from the one you are used to. To live a counteractive life. You, that if somebody offends you, even if it is 20 years, you still remember. You want me, eh? Where will you learn mercy? Where will you learn forgiveness? Where will you learn tolerance? Where will you learn how to accommodate the weaknesses of others? Where will you learn all of those things? These are the ways of the Spirit. I say that somebody with speak to you, we say something to you, and you will not talk back. Straight. And probably your father at home have told you that. Show me the speaker of the house. What your father taught you, that's what will take you to heaven. It's a new day for us. Thank you, Jesus. It's a night of disarmament. Let the Holy Spirit disarm you. The church is not the place to take. It's a place to give. There's something that is love is compelling you to give up. Only God and His love in your heart can make you to give up those positions. These are people that are filled and full of the love of God. That's what the early church has. Not speaking in tongues. If we are going to make a change in our generation, we need the fresh infilling of the Spirit of God. We need to learn to follow the word of His grace. It is only then we can shut down the gates of hell. God is looking for a church that will silence the adversary. This hatred must not continue. This rage must not continue. This bitterness must not continue. This everybody that talk to you in politics, they will tell you that politics is self-interest. Politics is self-interest. Everybody is politics, his own interest. They are in different political parties without ideology. Everybody wants his own interest. If your interest is not going to work there, you move to another one. Shamelessly, you join another group again. It's just like a season film. And God is saying to us, so if you now put your head there again, not ready to be governed by God, it is your own lot. But I pray that Nigeria have come to a threshold whereby we return unto God, seeking to be governed by God, and saying that even in the days of Saul, he was just there. It is only at your word that we come in and go, you are the one that God has chosen. And the one that God has chosen have the quality, have the character There are people that wear the crown, but they don't have the mark of royalty in their life. Now, we are not looking for appearance again. We are not looking for that big shot again. The problem of the church is not that of age or gender. It's just the issue of the regenerated and the unregenerated. So our prayer direction, you know, we don't want somebody of age. We want a woman to be this. We want this should be a man. Glory to God. Regenerated man. That is when Israel came back to David. And they said, we are ready to make you king. That was the time they were ready to be governed by God. Governed by God. God is working on us today so that all this evil perpetuated by the devil, all these atrocities, all of those corruption operations, all of this. We live in the world of evil. The Bible calls it wicked world. And Satan is cruel. So he's looking for opportunity to invade the heart through someone. That's why I said in Matthew chapter 16, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And he said to them, he said, whatever things you bind here on earth has been bound in heaven. In those days, we used to think that to bind means, you know, when we are praying, I bind this house, I bind this house. Then you roll your sleeve. Or to give the devil uppercut. The word bind means you hinder from operating. You are a source of disruption to the operation of Satan. That's why they try to bypass you, some instance. Some people will not even come to your direction and say, "Oh, we are for sure." He's always looking for a way to move, and he's looking for somebody to use. When he saw that stuff in Judas, he must have tried some other folks. Kuraye lo, Jeka farani setani. He said the spirit of grace that bringeth salvation to teacheth us to say no, deny all ungodliness, shining as light. It's time for us to shine. It's time for us to show forth the praise of God. That's the essence of our salvation. We are proof producer of his resurrection power. What Christ will not take, we will not take. What Christ will not do, we will not do. What Christ will not say, we will not say. We think the way Christ thinks. We are blocking the enemy off. We are blocking him off. The first time that the devil invaded the heart was the time when Cain killed his brother. And you know what happened? He was able to carry out that operation successfully. Come on, say operation. So did the devil have operation site everywhere? Project site. And he's looking for candidate, willing tools. And look at the character of that man. It wasn't that time that he started thinking about killing his brother. He must have been thinking about it before. He's been a murderer. You see, because it is not the gift that he gave to God that matter, but the quality of life that he has. What God saw in him, you understand what I'm saying? Make his offering to be defiled. He said, you, I don't know. He said, you can still master him. You can put the devil to check your life. But, you understand? He was so insistent on his ways. He didn't consider God or judge him to be righteous. God is the one who decides whether something is good or evil. Say, he don't brought flat envelope. And you said he's the one that gave the best offering. The way this God does his own thing, and yet God is not a partial God. When we are ready to be judged by God, when we learn to judge God faithful as a righteous judge, then his opinion about our life is the final. Stop saying, God, why me? Because he knows you better than you know yourself. And God do not want you to fail. That's why he has to give you a crack. You understand? Crack down some things in your life. You understand? Amputate your hand most times. You understand? You are more stronger. He knows. He knows. I say, God, you know me better. Lord, you are right. Even when everybody is pitying you, I say, and they are helping you to condemn God. Oh God, all of us are going to see, you know, do what you buy for it. Oh God, to know my mercy, Lord. Only mercy, TTIME, Amio. Because only a letdown. Only mommy. Oh, mom, can't you? He said, can a child ask his father to give him a serpent and he will give it to him? If earthly father know how to give good things to their children, God knows what is good for you. What God didn't give you, you understand, God knows it's not good for you. But the problem is that when God gave it to another person, say, why should it be good for him and it's not good for me? Paul says that is me any. Settle some things in your heart as you come to this convention. Don't go home with the mind of my win, the courtroom of God, one competition. Two, praise the Lord. It is for our good. He said, all things work out together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. God wants us to be specimen on earth that are standing in the way of Satan. If there are certain things being done in your place of work, when you get there, it's not possible again. He said, this is the custom, some is the tradition. We are now following the custom and tradition of the kingdom of God. You are bringing the kingdom to that place. That is what it takes to hasten and accelerate his coming. I said, no way. And I tell you, most of them are not going to like you. Someone said, you don't need to look for trouble. Just walk in the will of God. You know, when you are in civil service today, you know, all the allowances, all the training that is not, it doesn't make sense. You go and train abroad 2 weeks, and that one, and they are not bringing any results of all their training. They know how to write it for each other. And when you get there and say, this is a waste. Nobody go for training abroad in this day for the next 1 year. No, some of you will not try it. Because Jejelo was in Jesu. And so about the 44-year-old. That's why godliness and tribulation, they go together. And some people sometimes say, do you want to live a godly life? They say, yes. Do you want to face tribulation? Few people raise up their hands and say, no. Oh, ready for godliness in here. Because it is not enough for you to have the sticker on your forehead that you are a godly man. What God has called you to do is to live a godly life. They that will live. There's a way you can keep the identity of your godliness. And when you come to church, a proposal, a sepa, stuba, is that godliness? Your parish is outside there. Stop making mouths in church. We are not training you to be domesticated to the church. You know how to do all the church thing. You don't know how to reply and answer back to the enemy. You don't ask for a tongue that cannot be gainsaid or resisted. You don't know how to wait on the Holy Spirit so that He will give you words at that time. Because those words, you don't need to think about what to say. You speak just as you are. When you see people calculating, thinking about how to frame it, counterfeitani. If the thing is there, you are the answer. The answer is just you give your answer. If you say no yesterday night, if they call 1 million years after, it is still no. Believers don't want trouble. We don't have a generation that can take nations for God. We have been deprived of stepping to the true experience of God. Some will not enter and they will not allow us to enter. They are afraid of stepping to this order, so they take the key, they put it in their pocket. Any for all Tony to umbaje. I said, Daddy, there's this money they want to release in our place of work. And it's just about between 25 and 30 million. And I said to those guys, no more corruption in this place again. This money, if it is 5 cobalt that is left, we return it to the treasury. And all of them, they are fighting me. How much do you call it? 35 to that. He said, even my media boss called me after. And he told me to my face. I said, I will go through it to step into that order of God. So that's why they try to shield you. They settle down for a life of mediocrity. They play along with Satan. They keep patching up. If you go and tell them your vision, you say, excuse me, sir, yes, yesterday night God told me I should go to Mako. He said, Mako what? That's the fire, eh? Boko Haram. Because the Boko Haram, they say, yes, God said I should. Yeah. Anything, to bat leju banana lo. The man of God, no feature palm, oh. He can't stand it. And look at the kind of children that is raising. Men that cannot stand up to the devil. How many of such men do you think we have in the church today? Do you think God has foot soldiers?
Jesus. You will take hold. You will have to take hold. You will have to swear to your heart. You will have to swear to your heart. You will have to swear to your heart. Oh, you will have to swear, for I come to you. I come to you as a father instructing his children. Even instructing you, giving you commandments that you must keep. Oh, that you must keep, that you must keep, that you must keep, that you must keep. If you will see me, if you will see me, if you will please me, if you will ever please me, if you will ever please me. For I must help your heart. You must allow me. You must allow me. You must allow me. For life is a choice. And death is a choice. And death is a choice. I place before you this day life and death. But I am beseeching you, choose life. Choose life. Choose this way. Choose this way. Choose this way. And you will obtain the crown. And you will obtain the crown. Let no man take away your crown. Let no man take away your crown. You will have to swear to your own heart never to turn. Never to turn. Never to turn. For this is the way we take our men. This is how we take our own. This is how we take our own. We take them from very tribulation and trials. They wash their garment in tribulation and in trials, not standing to please men, not standing, not living to please men, but to please us, to please us, to please us, to please us, to please us. For many times it will not look commendable to man. You will not look reasonable to man. But our reasoning is higher than man. Our reasoning is higher than man. Our glory is higher than man. Our glory is higher than that which you can see, than that which men can applaud, than that which you can see. For our glory transcends this earth. Let not your life be limited by the earth. Let not your life be limited by the present. By the present. Let not the present hinder your movement. Let not that which is visible hinder your movement. Hinder your journey. Hinder your journey. Hinder your journey. We want to take you. We want to take you. You are about to be taken. Oh, you are about to be taken. Swear! Swear! Even to your own heart. We want to seal man. We want to seal man. We want to seal man. Jesus. Kalita. For I can still redeem you. I can still redeem you. I have the power to save you. I have the power to call you back. Release your heart to me. Release yourself to me. Release your heart. Yeah, let not your adversary seal you up. Let him not seal you up. Let him not seal you up in condemnation. Let him not seal you up in debt. In debt. In debt. In debt. For my love is reaching out to you. My love. My love. My love. You can do it well again. You can do it well again. Allow me. Allow me. Allow me. Respond to me. Respond to me. Yes. Yes. Even you. Even you. Even you. Respond to me. Give yourself to me. You can be recovered. You can be recovered. You can be recovered. You can be recovered. For that is the essence of my love. That is why I cast my love upon you. That is why I am speaking to you tonight. That is why I am speaking to you tonight. For I want to have you. I want to have you.
you, and I can have you. I can have you. Allow me to have you. Allow me to have you. Let not anger have you. Let not hurt have you. Let not the gain of man have you. Let not that which will perish have you. I want to have you. I have sought for you. I have sought for you. I have sought for you. Let me have you. Let me have you. Let me have you. I want to have you. I want to have you. Yes, release yourself to me. Release yourself to me. I can forgive. I can pardon. I can pardon. And I can restore. I can restore. I can restore. And I will restore. And I will restore you. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. And I will restore you.
Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. God is always a step ahead of the devil. Our problem is not the evil that is in the world. Our problem have always been the love of God that we lack in our heart. He said the world where sin abound, he said grace abound the more. And I think this is the season for us to abound in love. That our love for God should abound more and more. It has to be rooted in knowledge and sound judgment. It's time for us to increase in grace. It's always a step ahead of the devil. As you are in this meeting, you may not even know what God is preparing you for. If the love of God had captured your heart before you step into the field, then you have handicapped the enemy. Because every time sin approaches you, love of God will answer back. He said, I need it, but I love God more than this. I need that position, I need that job, but I love God more than this. So our problem have not always been our sins. Our problem have always been what we lack. And what I perceive God doing in this season is that God is taking us through a process of circumcision of the heart. Our heart to be taken by the Lord. He said, a righteous man is taken before an evil day. So God is a step ahead of the devil. When your heart has been taken over by the Lord, that's enter into the captivity of God's love, then let the Potiphar's wife come. He's going to meet his match on the field of play. Don't be afraid of Satan. Don't be afraid of the evil that is in the world. Don't be afraid of the cruelty of Satan. God is raising us up as a triumphant church, a reigning church, a winning church. We are going to live differently. We are not moved. We are not disturbed by those elements of this world. We are living a love-dominated life. It's as many as have been led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit of the love of God. Hallelujah. So the love of God for us is the deciding factor. Glory to God. Because I love God, this is my stand over this. Because I love God, I'm ready to submit those things that are in my hand. If you have something in your hand that you want to use to destroy another person, God is saying, lay down tonight. The spirit of the kingdom is not the spirit of destruction, it's the spirit of preservation. It's a spirit that keeps a posterity. Learn to forgive. Learn to love and not to hate. He said, pray for those who persecute you. He said, those who despitefully use you. We are setting the standard now. He said, for truth and grace came through Jesus Christ. God is not how to condemn us. But when you are confronted with the truth, he said, how can I do this? Grace will show up. That's the purpose of the law. So that we can come to the end of ourselves. So that when our school teacher out here, the one, you see, lawlessness point to Christ, that is the only one who can help you. You only need his love in your heart. No more hatred. There are people you will not greet them in your family house again. Say, this is the evil they have done for me. God says, it's time for you to forgive. It's time for you to forgive. There are some tribes that you will never have anything to do with them. In fact, you have written it in your will that if my daughter or my son marry for, that's it, this is the thing that's good. That's not the spirit of Christ. That is the evil that the devil wants to perpetuate in the world. He wants to create division. He wants to turn our back against one another. He didn't want love to prevail. You see what pride is doing to us all over the globe today. The pride of the nations. They want to be superpower. And we are two elephants are fighting. The grass there, they're the ones suffering for it. We can never sit down on the negotiating table and talk because our opinion differs. Emi Jue, Iwo Jumi, me, I, and look at the division that is creating. Even in homes, in families. These are evil of this generation. He said, where there is envy, there's all manner of evil. If you have such in your life, it's time for you to drop it. If not so, you become a breeding ground for demonic activities. God is not trying to say, oh, if you like, drop. God is compelling you to drop it. Don't do things that will harm you, and don't keep things that you use to harm others. Let's come to the place whereby we lay our crown before him. Our pride, our ego, our differences, because we're in the season of harvest. What God is doing in this season is more than our differences. It's more than the things that want to separate us. The focus in this season is God and not you and I. Don't try to personalize issues. Let all your focus be on the kingdom. We are people that learn to conduct ourselves in a manner that is worthy of the gospel. Even when we come under serious prayer. Glory to God. He said, this will be a sign of destruction to your enemy. This is a sign of salvation. Chosen to be a fool for Christ to win. Don't look for your own victory. Look for Christ being vindicated and exalted. Christ being victorious. I read a book some years back, and the man said, I'm happy that Christ won. And they gave him the shot. Boom! So, but I will not deny Christ. The same way righteousness will win over corruption in this nation. Amen. It doesn't really matter what we are going through, what we have to suffer to get it happen. What brings pleasure to our mind is what pleases God. Our faith has taught us, you understand, to bring pleasure to his mind. It's only when God is happy that we are happy. I say, God, and when the will of God is being done, God is happy. Thank God! It doesn't matter what I'm suffering. Even if you have to be humiliated, you have to be disgraced out of a place. You understand? Stop looking at yourself. Let your pride and ego, let everything go. And say, me, old professor, I go through this, you are talking to me like this. No. Most times you will not need to talk back. He said, all these I have done for the sake of the gospel. This is a disarmament night. All the passion of our flesh that war against our soul, we must learn to lay those things down. Those things inside of us, we must learn to lay down. Let it go to God as a barbecue. God wants to snuff it. God wants to sniff it. Let it rise up to God. He's the only one who can take it. Most times our evil is so much that no one can take it. He said, look unto me all the depth of the heart, for I am God that is not like me. He's the only one who can accommodate our wrongs, our evils, our unrighteousness. Let it go to God. Say, I want it so that I can give you a life that is pleasing in my own sight. It's a good day for us. And it's a new day for us. Let's lay down our hands. No more envy in the church. No more backbiting in the church. You know, there are people that have tongue of a razor blade. It kill you at your back. You want something. All the things you want, lay them to rest. Winners are those who want nothing but God being glorified. Don't, are you not interested? I'm not. I want God. You have disarmed the enemy. When your desire go on the line, when you are ready to sacrifice your personal desire, you understand? Then the devil have nothing to work with. You are now saying, my desire is to follow God's desire for my life. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Galabotose praliaditis. Galana te praliagaditis. Ilakatoria galabada brabadabdaba. Ragabalabada brebede boste. Zula balabada 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 brabada balabada brabada boste. I don't know if you know this song. You know, I'm satisfied seeing you glorified. Glorified. When I see you glorified, I'm satisfied. I can go and rest. Then I feel fulfilled. My fulfillment is in His fulfillment. Is a tree of life. Up the fat. God have waited on the church for long. He used have been constitutionally decided. More than 2,000 years ago. The season of execution is now. Up the fat. Make the heart sick. But when a desire is granted, let's make him glad. Let us put a smile on his face. I want to see the Father rejoicing. When he saw the Son, he himself spoke, he said, this is my only begotten Son. I'm so proud of him. In him I am well pleased. Him. So glad. The angels will say, hey. His generation said, oh, what manner of man is this? That's why I said, even if you believe me, don't believe me because of the signs and wonders. Believe me for the very work. That the life that I live, have you ever seen anyone living that kind of life before? Then you know I've come from the Father. You cannot know better than me. But if someone that came from the bosom of the Father, he has come to illuminate us. So give us understanding on how we do things in heaven. What God's standard is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Halabakata paria galabadi gadarabaka sataya. Arikabalo saya lamakatoria lama. I'm satisfied to see you glorified. Seeing you glorified brings satisfaction, brings joy to my heart. He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When God is glad, we are encouraged to thank you, Lord. Lagada labaka takaria labaka. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.